Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Last week on Open House, we were very glad to give Mums a big rap as we looked at Motherhood the Musical and enjoyed some of your delightful favourite mum moments. This week, to even up the score, we thought we'd turn our attention to dads in an interesting way. Picture this. Four cops, good at their job, they take on the worst that the streets have to offer. They're confident, focused. At the end of the day, there's an even tougher challenge when they come home. They give their best at work, but good enough seems to be all they can muster as dads. They miss the mark with their kids. It's the plotline for a new movie, Courageous, which has been launched in the United States this past week. It opens in Australian cinemas this week. One of the interesting things about this movie is that it's been made by a church. In fact, it's their fourth feature film. And within a few weeks, Courageous has hit number 10 on the New York Times box office rankings, earning $27 million and counting. And I reckon that's something worth hearing about, as well as the message of the movie that raising kids takes courage. So joining us from the United States is one of the stars of the film and a pastor of the Sherwood Baptist Church in Georgia, USA, the man who came up with the idea of taking a church into the movie business, Alex Kendrick. Alex, welcome to Open House.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
It's great to have you with us. You've been a pastor there, Alex, I understand, for the past 12 years. Where did you get this idea of a motion picture ministry?
In 2002, I read an article from a man named George Barna. He had done a nationwide survey in America and found that the three most influential factors in our culture were movies, television, and the internet. And so with that information, I approached our senior pastor at Sherwood Church in Albany, Georgia, in the USA, and asked him about making a low-budget film for our community. And so I worked very hard on that to make a $20,000 movie called Flywheel, and it was meant for one movie theater, but it kept selling out, and we ended up selling 700,000 DVDs of this movie. And the response was so strong that we decided this was a viable outreach from our church, and so we made another movie called Facing the Giants that was released theatrically in America, and then followed that with a movie called Fireproof, which is in 75 countries on DVD. And so this is our fourth movie, Courageous, and it's being internationally released, and we're very, very excited that it's in Australia, and that the impact of these films has been more than we ever imagined. And so we're excited to be expanding this impact, and hopefully a lot of men, especially dads, will see this movie and be inspired from it.
Yes, it's been quite a journey. When you first went to that pastor, did you have some convincing to do? Because this is quite a radical idea for the church to go into this.
I did. You know, it was interesting when I asked him about it. He said, well, I don't know of a church that's ever made a movie. Do you know how to do it? And I had to admit that I did not. I had a vision in my head, and that was all I had. And I had prayed about it extensively. And what I did, I asked God if he was in this, if he would prompt people to give me money. And I know that sounds like a ridiculous prayer, but a few weeks later, people started asking me what I was working on. And when I said I was working on a small motion picture, they began asking questions, and then people began giving me the funds needed without me asking them to finish Flywheel, our first movie. And so that was evidence to me that the door was open and that I should go ahead and proceed. And so when the movie came out, again, I just was overwhelmed with the response. It was, you know, it's only a $20,000 movie, our first one, but, you know, it did so well. And so Facing the Giants did better, then Fireproof, our third movie, did better. And now Courageous is in theaters in America and is about to come down to Australia, New Zealand, Mexico, South Africa. So we are just so excited. So it's very unusual for a church to have a movie ministry, but so far with the kinds of movies we make, we're getting a wonderful response.
And this wasn't just your idea. You've also starred in these movies and directed them, but you have no formal acting background.
And, you know, when someone hears that, I think initially it would make them nervous. Well, do I want to see something from somebody that's not an expert at it? But I would say Yeah, over the last few years, I'll say that our third movie, Fireproof, was the number one independent movie in America. It was the highest grossing movie at the box office in America. So Courageous is about to pass that in box office terms. And so, again, you know, we've had 4 to 5 million people buy tickets so far, and it just came out recently. So I would say that the response, at least initially, has been very positive. But even more than that, it wasn't about so much the box office for us as it was about having a message of hope, inspiration, as well as entertainment for the audience, and to try to stir up the hearts of men. You know, we found that when a father is engaged in the home, the children are more likely to develop their own sense of identity, their own confidence in who they are, and it's easier for them to believe that God loves them. When a father is not engaged with his children or not in the home, it's harder for them to believe God loves them because their own earthly dad is detached from them. So when we saw things like that, it kind of gave us the motivation to go down the path of fatherhood, and that was the backbone of Courageous.
So without giving too much away, take us through the plot line for Courageous. What is the story? And in particular, what is it saying?
You have four cops that are very close. You know, they're on the streets, and they're doing their job. And they would call themselves good enough dads. You know, they feel like that they do love their kids. They're not going out of their way necessarily to do extraordinary things, but, you know, they're doing good enough. One of them goes through a tragedy and wakes up to the fact that he doesn't need to just be good enough. He needs to really take advantage of the time he has with his children. And he writes out a resolution of what kind of father he needs to be. He gets ideas for this resolution from Scripture and from counsel. And so he asks his fellow officers to keep him accountable to fulfill the resolution he's making. They're so inspired and impacted by it that they follow suit, and they all start doing this resolution. And then you see from these four officers, who are four different kinds of fathers from different backgrounds, how their own tests play out in their lives as they try to step up and be a man of integrity, and to be the father that their children need, and they have to make some tough calls, and they're tempted by various things. But we have found that men who watch this movie, and it's for everybody, but especially men who watch this movie, identify strongly with one or more of these officers, and they can relate to the trials they go through. But by the end of the film, most of the men that see this recognize areas where they're inspired to step up in their own lives, either for their children or their father, and we've just been so encouraged by the response so far.
I'm sure that's true. Can I ask you this? Why did you pick the whole issue of dads and how they relate to their kids? Of all the ideas that you could have pursued on the big screen, why dads?
Well, part of that came because we prayed about a plot. You know, we really, as funny as this sounds, we really got on our knees and asked God for a plot that would just be very engaging as well as entertaining and that would do good in our culture. And we learned that when a parent has the heart of his children, he can speak into their lives and they'll respect and listen to him. If a parent does not have the heart of their children, it doesn't matter how crucial his speech or information is to them, he can't convince them of much when he doesn't have their heart. Usually by the time a young person gets to their teenage years, they're listening more to their friends than they are their parents. But we have found that that's because they give their heart to their friends, believing that their friends love and care about them. Well, when a father especially and a mother have the heart of their children, that's not as much of an issue. When they know their parents love them, when they're demonstrating what they say, they're living what they believe, the children have a tendency to listen more and apply the instruction and truth that their parents are presenting. So it's a lot of it's about keeping the heart of your children. And so that was so crucial for us. I'm a father of six children. My brother, who helped me write this movie, is the father of four children. And we found that to be so true in the lives of our own kids that we implemented that in the direction of Courageous. And it does take a lot of courage to be a good parent. We cannot delegate the raising of our children to our schools or you know, our pastors alone. We must play a crucial active part in that, and the difference is made when our kids see that in our lives, when we make them a priority. And so we've seen it in our own lives, so we want to spread that message through this movie, Courageous.
Alex, why do you think it is? As you've thought through this, you've written a whole movie about it, you've prayed about it. Why do you think it is that these dads in the movie reflect the experience of so many dads, that they're good at their work, very focused and successful on their work, but as I said, they often, so often, miss the mark at home?
Men are success-driven. We like to have a mission. We like to find accomplishment in what we do. And what we end up doing if we're not careful, if we don't keep each other in check, what we end up doing is making our job or our mission, our passion, the main priority in our lives. And children often become secondary to that if we're not careful. And most of us would say we love our children, but they end up being on the back burner. And the children will note this as they get older. They'll see that what's really important in life is chasing your job or finding success or chasing your dream. And as they do that, then they carry on that process and they do the same thing to their kids. Well, it's having a detrimental impact on our culture. You know, we're getting more and more detached, even as we gain in technology and everybody's got a smartphone and everything. Now we're getting more detached from our families. So we found that when a father prioritizes God in his life and his family, and he pours into them such that they know he loves them and is proud of them, the kids grow up more well-rounded, more confident in who they are. They actually have fewer psychological issues later on in life. We found that most people live for approval or are operating from approval. And what I mean by that is, if you know that you were loved and accepted by your father, you're not so much looking for it the rest of your life. But if you were not sure that you were loved and accepted by your father, you find yourself seeking approval everywhere else in life. And so when a dad is detached from the home, even if he's successful with his life and job, it's having a detrimental impact on his children. So we are reminding men that when you have children, that is a great responsibility, and you should be the primary influence for good in their life.
Yes, and a great privilege as well. On Open House, we're with Alex Kendrick, the pastor of the Sherwood Baptist Church in Georgia, USA, and the star of many films now, the latest Courageous, just about to be released on Australian screens. Alex, in each of your movies, and certainly with Courageous, you've very clearly anchored the plot line, the message that the plot line delivers within the Christian faith. Can I ask you this? How do you guard against those kind of messages not ending up looking somewhat, as we would say in Australia, daggy or corny on the big screen?
That's a great question. I would admit to you that movies in the faith category, in the faith arena, are very young in their production skill. We have quite a distance to catch up to the standards of production that Hollywood has. Now, I will say that although Hollywood is extremely skilled at making motion pictures, usually their message is not very redeeming. So we have a very redeeming, positive message, and we're learning the skill of making a movie. Courageous is our best effort to date. And what we do when we finish the movie, we get lots of counsel. If the movie's not right, we'll re-edit it, repolish it, we'll reshoot scenes. We do whatever it takes to make sure that the movie flows well and works well. And we did our very best, you know, with a budget of $2 million, where our last movie was $500,000. We tried to raise the budget, you know, get as many professionals as we could to help us with the technical aspects. And I think Courageous really doesn't have any issues in it that audiences would find that are corny. I think you'll find faith elements in there, and some people have issues with faith. But at the end of the day, you're going to see a movie that is both entertaining and inspiring. And I think from the number of people who are walking out of the movie theater changed and inspired, I would say it's working. As a matter of fact, when we get our cinema score done by a secular institution, we got an A-plus from the first 1,000 people that were walking out of cinemas that we had nothing to do with. And getting that A-plus cinema score is very rare, even in Hollywood. And so at least that's an indication that the story seems to be working.
Good stuff. You're certainly making some serious money out of these films and investing it. If just the last month is anything to go by, as I said, we're up to about $27 million. I'm interested in where you spend that if this is emerging from a church ministry.
Absolutely. That's a great question. We have used that money to start three new churches. We've used it to send missionaries out. We've built an 82-acre sports park. And the reason we built the sports park is in our area of the United States, their families are so involved in sports that and many times they will spend even the weekend Sundays playing sports with their children. So we're using that as an outreach in our community to build a first-class sports park that they can come out and we can help mentor these kids in a safe environment and invest into their lives. So we're doing the missions. We're investing in ministries for the homeless. We're building some churches. We're building a sports park for our community. And we've done that with profits from these movies we're making, and we'd like to continue doing those things. And just so you know, I would say less than 5% of our actors and crew are even paid. The ones that are paid, and certainly we take care of everybody, but they're usually the ones from out of state that have to come a great distance to help us with the movies. But our local people are all volunteers. They do it because they love the process. They love investing in the community. And so these movies, Hollywood believed we were around $8 to $10 million a movie as far as the production cost. We're actually at $2 million because we have so many volunteers. So we try to be very careful and honorable in the way we handle the money.
My big question to you is, as a busy pastor of a big church, the star of a movie and one who's overseeing this whole process, how do you provide good fatherhood for your six kids while your head is in so many other different areas?
Well, I look at it as a breathing pattern. And with my wife and my six kids, I make sure that they're on the team with me. In other words, I talk about the fact that during these weeks, I'm going to be home all the time. We're going to be spending a lot of time together. But for other certain weeks, I'll be gone most of the time. And when I make sure I balance that correctly and my children know what to expect, I don't have hardship that way because we communicate well, we love each other well, and I put special focus on that. And then every evening, and you know, as a minister, it's very important to me that my kids see a love for God and a love for Scripture. So every evening, I read one chapter of Scripture to them. We talk about it. We pray together. I make sure that I'm listening to each of my six kids, that they know they're precious and valuable to me, that we're spending time together. And then we do take trips as a family on a regular basis as well, just to have that extra quality time. So it's very important to me when I'm not in production on a movie that I'm spending extra time with my family, nurturing and growing with them. And so when they celebrate and rejoice when the movie has an impact, when it does well, when we get good feedback, they're on the team with me. And so I'm not doing movies separate from them.
Yeah, practice what you preach. Alex, if a church came up to you and said, we would also like to take up this kind of movie-making idea, what would you tell them about the single greatest thing and the single most challenging thing about this journey of yours?
Well, as far as a church perspective goes, what we have learned is that there is a difference between a good idea and a God idea. What I mean by that is all of us feel like we have good ideas, but when we spent time praying about it, normally the main theme and the plot come to the top, and we begin making movies that we truly feel we're directed by God to make. And so far, judging from the open doors, the feedback, the ministry that's happened, we believe that the Lord is truly directing us. So I would tell a church, don't just come up with an idea and ask God to sprinkle his blessing on the top of it. You find out exactly what he wants you to do. As a matter of fact, we ask ourselves, if we could have one thing, what would we want to make these movies? And after we spoke about it, we bypassed budget, we bypassed even production quality, and we said if we could have one thing, it would be the favor of God. And so we chase that and prayer more than anything else. And that's one reason I think these movies are working.
Do you have the next film on the drawing board?
Not yet. We're actually talking about that now and praying through that. So we're not quite ready to release that plot, but we are praying that through.
Okay. Look forward to hearing what that is. Alex Kendrick, thanks so much indeed for joining us on Open House.
God bless you. Thank you, sir.
Alex is the star of Courageous, pastor of the Sherwood Baptist Church in the United States. As I said, Courageous opens in Australian cinemas this week, and we'll post the details up on our Open House community Facebook page.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.